SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Last weekend's attack on the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. has the Trump administration taking a closer look at presidential security.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president, as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Saturday's chaotic encounter at the dinner resulted in shots being fired. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen charged with attempting to assassinate the president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer who was wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in the vest and is expected to recover. And congressional Republicans pointing to that incident as another reason to get behind the president's White House ballroom project.
But President Trump renewed his case for speeding it along after a gunman tried to storm Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner at the Washington Hilton. Trump saying his ballroom would be more secure.
It's drone-proof. It's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
Now, Republican senators are publicly joining the case.
Underneath, there will be a lot of military stuff. There will be a Secret Service annex.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ballroom itself will avoid the dilemma of having to leave the White House grounds.
And they're introducing a bill that would pay for it.
Offsetting it with custom fees. The estimate is $332 million.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed so far. Right now, the Dow futures are up 91 points. While the Nasdaq futures down 288 points. This is SRN News. In part two of our SRN News series on the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, a national landmark now under construction in the UK, its founder Richard Gamble explains how the wall is actually a massive work of art designed to be used evangelistically.
The structure is a giant white infinity loop made of a million bricks. And so we want to impact the person coming where they go, wow, can a million people be wrong? This is a really large piece of art, but the bricks are much smaller, which hopefully will communicate how intricately involved Jesus is in our lives.
The monument, set to open in 2028, is itself a collection of answered prayers, from the land it will sit on to the British government's national landmark designation. Now, listeners can share their personal stories of answered prayer by going to the website eternalwall.org.uk. This is SRN News. The Pentagon wins a battle. It has to do with freedom of the press.
An appeals court has ruled that the Defense Department can require journalists to be escorted on Pentagon grounds while the Trump administration appeals a judge's decision to block its enforcement of a press access policy challenged by the New York Times. Monday's ruling by a divided three-judge panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit isn't the final decision in the newspaper's lawsuit over a new Pentagon press credential policy, but the panel's majority opinion said the administration is likely to succeed in showing that the policy's escort requirement is legally valid. Keith Peters, Washington.
Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for a new congressional map in Florida. His proposal aims to give Republicans four more U.S. House seats, equivalent to expected Democrat gains in Virginia. More details, SRNNews.com.